This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. All transmissions approved by Enclave Security Information Officer Stan Hobinson.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, Communications Administrator for Moonbase Theta. The date is October 13th, 2098. The time is 5:22. Current temperature is 25 degrees centigrade. Surface temperatures are around 113 degrees. 10 weeks until base shutdown. I would like to start this week with an apology. Looking back at my report of October 6th, it's obvious that I crossed some lines, both in my response to the issue with the stasis pods and in the tone of my commentary on the crew's internal messaging. As indicated, in both cases, I let my professionalism lapse. I greatly regret my overreaction. I have reviewed your memo with the active crew members, an internal audit of all data relating to recent astronomical discoveries, as well as a report on shutdown sequences that have fallen behind schedule, have begun. We understand that any inaccuracies could result in changes in crew task assignments, including the decision to send personnel to stasis earlier than planned. These reports will be the main priority of all staff until completed. Operations, other than those referred to above, continue within acceptable levels as per approved base guidelines certified by current management on September 11th of this year. Power levels are optimal on local supply. Our fluid-state helium-3 stores are at 18% currently. Mining operations had to relocate after exhausting their accessible supply of lunar regolith, but are back up to full operation. Water supplies are stable. Agriculture has indicated that our stores exceed any forecasted needs through the remaining shutdown schedule. Maintenance says, with your approval, our ice mining equipment could be decommissioned and the resources reallocated. Food stores are more than sufficient. The crew has expressed universal gratitude for the renewed supply of snack items. We were down to a single square of dairy milk per day per person. Now that's been up to half a bar, and I'm seeing a lot more smiles around the dining cubicle. All experiments are now marked as completed and all data logged. All extant subjects have been removed or placed in the laboratory stasis chambers. The only exception is the tardigrades. Wallander has to rig up extra space for them due to the significant increase in size from original estimates. You may wish to confirm back on Earth with Dr. Sorry, little quake there. Knocked out our power for 10 or 15 minutes. We usually aren't affected much by moonquakes. We're solidly installed within the most stable junction of the lava tubes, but there's been some readjustment as they move the larger mining machinery. We'll provide a full report, including seismic analysis. Initial estimates are 3.1 Richter K-class of, I think, 8. Still feeling the aftershocks now and then. Operations, I think I've covered everything. We've decommissioned and sealed off 82% of unnecessary station space, including all unused crew quarters and laboratory spaces, except as mentioned above. Monitoring continues on the stasis pods with the variations reported previously and analyzed. Again, allow me to apologize for my previous lapses, and again, your requested review and reporting is underway to be provided at our next possible broadcast date. Your patience and consideration are appreciated. Moonbase Theta out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Brigado Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, we're the narrators of Midst.
What's Midst? It's very simple. It's a weird, surrealist, fourth wall breaking, reality bending science fantasy space western about a small doomed planet floating in a cosmic ocean of spooky darkness.
Upon whose alien landscape an ensemble cast of characters, including a crotchety outlaw, a freakishly virtuous cultist, and a diabolical businessman, make awful decisions and fight like hell to survive when the moon falls out of the sky and a large number of terrible things happen in rapid succession.
It's exciting, it's funny, it's scary. It's got neat sound, weird music, amazing visuals, and every episode comes with bonus content you can read and examine.
Midst is performed solely by yours truly, as the three of us narrate all the action, play all of the characters, and bend a lot of the rules about how telling stories is normally supposed to work.
Midst is pretty fun, very strange, and it feels like VR for your brain.
We believe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you won't, but there's really only one way to find out. You're gonna have to listen to Midst.